Hello listener, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Music in Mind, and in these episodes I will be discussing all things music. In particular, music and how it relates to us, our minds and our communities, and to each other. Today, I want to briefly talk to you about music and emotion. Do you remember your first musical experience? Or how about your most profound one, if they aren't the same thing? For me, I think they are the same thing, but I don't remember what came first. Not directly, anyway. I knew I wanted music in my life permanently when I was in my mid-teens. I was in a brass band on either second or third cornet. I truthfully always struggled with this instrument and was eternally teased for my lack of ability. I did find out later down the line I was much more proficient playing a brass instrument with a larger mouthpiece, such as a B-flat baritone or a euphonium, though that's not directly relevant to this memory. I can't even remember what we were playing, though I know it was a band rehearsal. I know that what we were practicing had some absolutely glorious moments, and on this day we were nailing them, and maybe I was too. All I know is that suddenly we hit a beautiful progression of chords, and I felt absolutely euphoric. Sat in the back of the cornet section, quietly following the music on my stand, I completely, head over heels, fell in love with the sound around me, matched with the notes on my page. This is what I should be doing with my life. I'm pleased to say that after 20 years, through my BA, my teaching degree, and most recently my MA in music, I am still hopelessly in love, and now have the absolute honour of passing my passion on to others as a music teacher. There was another interesting moment in my late teens, when I was visiting my boyfriend, who is now my husband, and he put on some music for us to chill out to. I didn't take notice of what he put on, but a few songs later found it tugging at my heartstrings. Then one song unlocked it all and opened the floodgates. A wave of nostalgia hit me square in the face, and before I knew it, I was in tears and explaining to my boyfriend what had just happened. The album was Shepherd Moons by Enya, and the song in question is called Lothlorien. Released on the 4th of November 1991, just 6 days after my second birthday. I can't assign much in the way of memories to this music, it was just a feeling. Possibly the best word I have for this feeling is one I've learnt only in the last couple of years or so, and our local museum even has an entire art gallery dedicated to the word, and that word is Hereth. Hereth is Cornish in origin, fitting, as I record this from Cornwall, England. It has no direct translation into English, but more describes a feeling of longing and nostalgia, and is quite often triggered by a sound, a taste, or a smell, or a photo, or an image, or a painting. Hereth was what I was feeling. The power of one song transported me back to 2 years old, to a happy childhood full of love. The power of one single song held the key to an entire snapshot of time in my life when everything was new and wonderful and ready to explore, as I should hope every two-year-old is. I've witnessed a similar effect when watching music therapy being used on dementia patients. Just one song, correctly chosen, has the capability to unlock once hidden memories, and in an instant, an elderly dementia patient who has forgotten all but everything is reciting the words, note perfect. Of course, music is a trigger for bad memories too, and there are some pieces I avoid if I'm not particularly in the mood to be transported back to that moment. And for me, songs quite often remind me of people too. Sometimes they're people I'd rather forget, but Much like life itself, it seems you're only getting half the experience if you never let yourself experience pain every once in a while. It's part of life, after all. For me, music and emotion are irretrievably entwined. And if you're listening, and this is giving you food for thought, let me know your experience with it, and I'll be back soon with another episode. Thank you, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Music in Mind.